Blog Talk Radio.
Taxi, kissing the
backseat, tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Oh, Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Love Zone. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy diva, Ms. VIP. How you doing tonight, diva?
Hey, diva. I am good. How are you?
I am. I'm a little delusional for lack of sleep, but I'm okay. Girl, I could. I feel like I missed 2 days were combined because when I took my nap,
oh my goodness,
which was very, very short, when I woke up, I'm like, okay, I feel like, I don't know, I feel strange. It's all good.
That's
ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we ask the question, when did you fall in love with poetry? And this is Epiphany Network. Dialing number is 319-527-6300. And this is For Real Entertainment Network. Okay, y'all got to be patient with me. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine on right now. Yeah.
I got yours on. Okay. I'm interested tonight. I think, you know, everybody that I presented this topic to, when I talked to personally, they were like, okay. Yeah, I get some pretty interesting commentary on this and some conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think so.
Before we get into that, we got to send a shout out to our CEO of Epiphany Network, Arthur Larry Maddox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank him for this platform because without him, there would be no us.
Yeah. That's right.
Diva. I know you brought something delicious for us, but before you get into your piece, I want to know, when did you fall in love with poetry?
You know what? I think I actually really fell in love with it when I actually started writing it. And that was approximately 5-6 years ago. And then when Poetic kind of noticed me, I don't know how he did, but then I really fell in love with it because I was noticing how people were really digging poetry, and I was like, I could dig it too. And then, you know, when you find someone or when you hear someone that all of a sudden like arouses you or tugs at your heartstrings or those conscious pieces that make you mad as hell, and then you're like, wow, I dig this. So I've learned to really love it, and to me it's life-saving because now like Murder, She Wrote, I could kill you in ink or I could love you in ink. I tear you up in some ink. You know what I'm saying? So
I know exactly
that's how I came to
saying.
Like it. Yeah.
Okay. I know
so what
exactly
about you,
what
Diva?
Saying. Me? All right. Well, excuse me. I've been writing since I was a little girl, but I fell in love with poetry. When I came to Epiphany, because I actually heard real poets, you know, I got to converse with them, and girl, I got starstruck. You know, I mean, hell, I became infatuated with y'all. Really, I did, and to this day, I still have certain ones up on a pedestal. You know, and I fell in love with poetry because Epiphany helped me find my voice. And that was pretty much, you know.
It's been going up from there.
If it wasn't for Epiphany, I would have just been scribbling on paper, you know, because when you're little, just really young, it's more so, poetry is what comes from your heart, but it was more so just little thoughts on paper because I couldn't, I couldn't speak up when I was younger. Because, you know, people didn't want to listen to what was going on. So I would write down the chain of events. And that was it. And then throughout my teen years, I had some really, really crappy relationships. And I wrote about those too. And then when I got in my early 20s, like I had my daughter at 24.
Okay.
After I had my baby girl, that was like one of the happiest moments in my life because it was a successful
right.
pregnancy after all them damn mm-hmm. miscarriages. And
right.
my husband was always just maniac, you know, and she was my, mm-hmm. she was my solace. She was my peace of mind. I got to do everything that God designed my body to do. I could breastfeed and bond
right.
with my baby girl. You know what I mean? It was something for me that nobody could tell me I was doing wrong, make
mm-hmm.
me feel bad about or anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just took off from there, but I kept it to myself. I would write and I would just put my books away and hide them. For one,
mm-hmm.
for fear out of my husband taking them and doing something to them. And another, I just didn't
right.
want people to know what was going on with me. I'm very, very, honestly, I might talk a lot of smack, but I'm an extremely private person. Very, very private.
Yes.
right.
I understand that. I really do understand it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's pretty much it, you know.
Now, but you know what the best part is about poetry, Diva?
What's that?
The best part about poetry is that no one can take it from you. It's
absolutely.
Yours. You see what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I really yep. love that about poetry. Can't take it from
yeah.
you.
You got that
mm-hmm.
right, honey. I wish I'd have had that mindset back there in my mid to late 20s and throughout my 30s, because I would have known I didn't have to really hide it, because it just, it
mm-hmm.
flows through me. You know, it's always something to write about. Everybody has a story to tell. Okay.
Right.
And
right.
whether it be heartfelt, traumatic, whatever it is, everybody has something to talk about. And
mm-hmm.
I think I would have, you know, just my mindset would have been a little bit different if I'd have known that back then. But I'm anxious to hear your piece. I really am, with your sultry voice.
Wow. Okay. Well, this piece is called Dreams. I just finished it a little while ago.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
Okay. I dream of you and me, hand in hand, walking towards forever, the stars aligning to light the way, the sun's rays continuing our path. I dream of you and I, sleeping and awaking with gratitude that we are together. I dream of us making love, not just in it for lust, real chemistry, not sorcery. That is a true yearning to please. It feels so real when we kiss. Where I feel your lips on mine. When I wake, I feel your body too. I wonder, is your energy penetrating me, trying to tell me you want me as much as I do you? Could you be the incubus that invades my body, making love to me, stroking me hard, your body overpowering mine, making me climax over and over? I don't know if it's really you, but please, baby, please, keep creeping in my dreams and me come through. That's that piece.
Not the incubus. I love it. And not to invite them to keep coming back. You're going to invite the sex demon back, really?
Well, Since I am without a significant other, it might as well be one, huh?
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. I'm not even going to speak any further on it. I love that piece. But that part right there, I love it. Wow. That's all right.
All right, Diva. Now it is your turn, darling.
All right. I got something that I jotted down earlier. It was like between 5 and 6. You know, I'm
a little something
today because I'm actually a little something. You know me. But y'all know also that I am the queen of short pieces. I hate to keep repeating myself. It's like sound cliche. But, all right. I'm going to read this.
Okay.
All right. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I call this sacred energy exchange. Where other, y'all have to excuse me, they're setting off fireworks if you hear disruption. All right. Where others saw unattractive scars that they didn't want to touch, he saw a roadmap for exploration with his tongue, a trail of places he'd longed to kiss. Because he kisses me in the places where I greet the stars and takes me home. He doesn't want to just love me. He wants to exist in my love. So for him, I will wait. Colors of romance in my soul, and my spirit writes them with calm winds through angelic whispers. As he floods me with sweet emotions, I yearn for him between each line written, and I blossom, knowing with him, my dreams shall never expire. And that's that piece.
No matter how short, long that was.
I love it.
I mean, as long as he loves you, it'll never expire.
Love. Yep.
That's what's up.
Girl, did you see this line up in here?
Yes,
I do. We got in here. Man, we got a whole other line up. Starting with one of our favorites. You ready for this? Are you ready for this, poet?
I think I'm ready. You know what? I even got my ginger ale, too. I got my ginger ale ready.
You got ginger ale?
As the kids say, it's ginger ale.
All right. Let's open up this microphone to Poetic. Hey, Van. How you doing?
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Nisca. Hey, Danielle.
What's going on, Van?
Ain't nothing going on, but I'm digging y'all's pieces, this topic. Oh, man. This topic is real special. This topic is really special.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad.
I love it.
That's what's up. We want to know, when did you fall in love with poetry?
You know, I first fell in love with poetry when I realized she was always there for me, no matter what I wrote, no matter what I said, no matter what thoughts I had. She never looked at me differently, never put me down, never degraded me. She was just always there to receive everything that I had to give.
Mm.
And it was, Ms. Yappy said earlier, she said, no one can ever take it from you.
That's true.
That's true. She let me know early on that she would never leave me. So that's when I fell in love with poetry.
Okay. That's what's up, definitely. That was beautiful. That sounds like a piece right there.
I just said, that sounds like a piece. I'm like, that's that piece,
though. Okay. Oh, definitely. Yeah, that is so true. Man. Poetry does not judge you. She never abandons you. She won't look at you differently. She might bring about some feelings, but you know, she won't make you run from her or leave her either.
Not at all.
So, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Welcome. Now, before we get into your piece, can we please get the line up for Epiphany University?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join J. Rob, the wise son, yours truly, Poetic, tomorrow night for the Get Down. As we ask you, what would love say about you? And then Friday night is the turn of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night, y'all, is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factor with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, For Real, the poet, author Larry Maddox. Essentially, Janice, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Tuesday night will be one of Mojave's shows, Honey Dripper, Four Council, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, Happy New Year, and all that jazz, Fly Speak. You know, Mojave is probably one of the busiest men on Epiphany Radio every night, coming up with all these different shows to make sure that he delivers a quality product for you, the listening audience. So make sure y'all tune in Tuesday night, next Tuesday, and chat with Iron Man himself, Mojave. And then we'll be right back here, y'all, next Wednesday for another fine installment with these two sexy hosts, The Love Zone with La Pearl La Negra and Ms. VIP. Ladies.
Oh, excellent. Happy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, we want to hear some delicious from you. And I know you
all did. Right. I did. I dug into the crates, into the archives. I usually like to write a piece, but for this show, I have a piece that I've written. And it's simply titled The Birth of Poetic.
The mic is yours.
I fell in love with poetry before I knew it was an artistry. The twisted words, metaphors, and adverbs remind me how I can express my emotions, all while letting the verbs be my healing ocean, drowning in a sea of adjectives, emerging from thorns of subliminal perspectives. Poetry was my first girlfriend. She listened to all my fears and thoughts like my best friend. In my teens, she found me. When God took precious things from me, I turned to her for solace and solitude. Poetry didn't give me an attitude. Instead, she wrapped her arms around my fragile mind and said, "Explore me and see what you find." She made love to my thoughts unlike no other. Massaged my vocabulary, soothed my inability to coordinate communication with the opposite sex, showed me a better life through vocal imagery with contrast and context. She made falling in love with her easy because she told me she needed me and I wanted her too, to help me understand why I'm able to create lines upon lines from stories and fables. She grabbed my attention by holding my mind and she began molding me into a man of many words, changing my world. Only if she knew how much she loved me too, catching all my tears and ink. Wait, let me think. That's when I fell in love with poetry, simply because of the way she told a story. And that's that piece.
Oh, God, that was absolutely beautiful. Wow.
I love that.
Yes. Mm. She soothed your vocal cords, molded you, and she loved you too. Oh,
yes.
That was
yes.
really, really beautiful. Oh, wow.
That was excellent. Outstanding. Oh.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. That's one of your better pieces. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow, that was deep. I like that.
It's just one of those. It's just one of those pieces. That. And when you came with this topic, I knew exactly the piece that I wanted to do for tonight because how can I talk about falling in love when I fell in love with poetry if I don't? If I don't share this piece.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's perfect. absolutely perfect for this.
Totally
show.
Perfect. Man. Yes.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
All
thank
right,
you.
Poetic. We're going to put
yes.
you over there in the Love Lounge. And make sure you, mm-hmm. you holler at my bartender, Kalinda, because she told me lately y'all been just neglecting her. I mean, she is like the mixologist. Y'all been coming in there. I tell everything is on the house. It's on me. And she mix y'all drinks. Y'all just walk away from the bar. Don't say nothing
well,
in conversation with her or nothing.
I'm going to hang out with Kalinda.
Okay.
Because I need some liquid libations tonight. I need a okay. little bit of soothing sensations. And I heard that while she's mixing drinks, she has this look in her eyes that just, you know, make you want to fall in love with her like we fall in love with poetry. So I'm going
okay.
to be there for quite a moment. And since I can't become intoxicated, that's where I'll be.
Yeah.
That's where I'll be.
All right.
You know what? Wait a minute. Hold on. You are the only person I have ever heard say something like that. Ever. I have
Honey,
never
listen.
Heard anybody say they can't become intoxicated. I'm trying
listen,
to tell you. It's just
many have tried. I have mixed white and dark because there have been days where I just wanted to be intoxicated. You understand? And
wow.
nothing happened. Nothing happens.
Wow.
Nothing happened.
Wow.
I'm sure if I ever let it happen, it would be easy for me. If I ever let it happen.
Honey, rumor has
you
it that you get high
drink.
Off of Benadryl.
Huh? I know, right? Right? We're
not even,
we're not even
talking to you.
You don't even fit in the equation.
Now, wait a minute.
What is that? I think the strongest is Kahlua.
Right. Look what Pearl Necker
should
be. She'll be one of those ones that we see on the TikTok eating the edibles, except hers is just a drink.
Okay.
This drink ain't nothing. Then she passed out somewhere.
Oh, wow. It's time to put you
right,
in the Love Lounge.
Let me get on
to
the Love Lounge.
Yes,
so
and she does have beautiful eyes. Thank you for calling in and sharing that awesome
thank
piece.
You.
All right.
Absolutely.
One love, one mic.
So, baby.
Baby.
Stick around. Oh, wow.
Sorry, Diva. I had to go there for a second because you don't drink.
It's okay.
He started
but
it.
But if I did, I'd probably be talking out the side of my neck.
Girl, you can't hang with me, though, because I got my grandfather here.
That's okay. I'm your designated driver.
Irishman.
That's okay.
Right.
I'll be the
yeah,
double
we got, well, Honey. And you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Because I'm sorry to say, I have gone out and I have gotten white girl wasted. And it was never the driving I had a problem with. It was getting out the car and walking that I had a problem with.
Oh, no.
Honey, playing Fetch You Can't Catch Me Now with the ground, and the ground won every time. Blam! But I'll drive straight as an arrow when I'm behind the wheel, as long as my window is open and I got some air blowing on me, I'm good. But getting out walking, that's a whole other animal.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
But, let's say we open up this next microphone. We got a Rebel
All
P.
Right.
Jones.
Hey.
Welcome
hey.
To the Love Zone. How you doing?
You know, it is actually the first time I've called the Love Zone.
Yeah.
Is it? It may be.
It may be.
Well, welcome, and thank you for calling. We appreciate you. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man.
Oh, no,
it's over my here for you all the time.
I call the shows that my family give me time to call. My kids are wild. They don't give me too much free time to come out and do my thing.
It's like that. I got kids. We all got kids, so we understand. Trust
man,
me.
Man.
I get it.
I got a crazy family, too. So, like, so it's crazy.
It's all right. I want to know.
Yeah.
We want to know. When did you fall in love with poetry?
Oh, man. So since this show started, and I've been listening, I've been trying to come up with an answer for this because it's weird, really, how I got into poetry. So I'm going to combat that. And when I come back, I did a lot of PTSD therapy, inpatient and outpatient. And I did a month-long inpatient PTSD treatment, and every Tuesday they would have a Buddhist monk come in and meditate with us for like half hour.
Okay.
In the meantime, also part of that treatment was logging everything, like journaling. And I just found that like everything I journaled, no matter what I talked about in the journals, it came out very poetic and very profound. I could have been talking about the smell of a day over in Iraq, and it just the way it came out. It's like anytime I pick up a pen, it's like mused by something magical for me. I kind of go outside of myself, and I just begin writing. Like, I'm not really conscious of what I'm writing. A lot of times when I spit a piece, it's like the first time I've heard it with everybody else. Like, it just comes together that way sometimes. So I have to say, all that was going on around 2013.
Okay. All right.
That's got to be when poetry really came into my life. But it's changed. It's changed so much of my life for me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like upon completing that therapy and just getting more into poetry for myself, it's like I was introduced to a mythical pen, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
It's just binded with my fingers, and I can't stop now.
Wow.
Okay. And that's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I think we all
Tonight, the piece I brought for you is way outside of anything I generally do because it's, it's on the lines of erotic kind of. And that's not generally the type of poetry I write, but.
You're right.
This was one of the first things I ever wrote to my wife, so I'm going to share it with you now.
The mic is yours.
This is called Wet Dreams and Space Travel. I entered her universe through the inviting gates of a valley. I thought I saw stars, instead I saw sparks of divinity. Not a sexual experience, but something far more deep. A touch from her fingers outlined the stories of my soul and its history. As she points to the stars, as she whispers gently, I know who you really are. I entered it deep, so deep that I read what she wants and she needs as I released all of me into she. Her quivering knees shake against me. I've gone as far as she needs and thus far has convinced me the magic between us is more than just dreams. The rivers of sensations, this overwhelming temptation, her succulent mouth silhouetted in moonlit windows crave my lips to kiss those. Softly caressed with eager thrusts and moans, we float through nights in influent movements and wet gliding bodies on waves of ecstasy. We become one physically, psychologically, and sexually. Intensity like planets collide as we connect between thighs, hearts and minds, orgasmic galactic, no longer skin-to-skin penetration. Our souls describe heavenly skies as our sex allows us to leave this material reality. I taste you as you shake and shiver. You take me as you quake and quiver. This experience will be more than missed memory, but a change in universal frequency. That's that piece.
Wow.
You got that gravelly voice. It's like a rugged, sexy, you know, like yeah. and then it's like as I entered in, and you know, and then I'm like woo woo, and I kind of get lost because I'm like, wow, And I'm thinking, man. So I heard every word, but I want to just get lost all up, and I just want to stay in it. Dang it.
But then, thank you.
That was excellent, though. I loved it.
It was. I was involved in it. Yes, that was pretty awesome. And that, this was a treat. But do me a favor. Please do not be a stranger. There's always an open mic here for you. Always.
I appreciate that, Queens. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
We'll put you over in the Love Lounge. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. I hope it's smoking friendly because I don't drink, honey.
Oh, yeah, it's a bar. It's smoker friendly, but you got to go on the opposite side of the other patrons because a lot of people
right
don't
on,
smoke.
Right
so
on.
You can smoke. It's a smoking section for you. And be sure
right
to tip
on,
my,
right
my, bar, my bartender, Kalinda. She's a sweet girl.
I most certainly will. I'll leave her a buzz, too.
Oh, that's
all right.
All right. What love, what
what love, what money.
Wow. That was Ooh. Bubble Pete Jones. What a treat. What a treat. Yo, man, before we get into this next caller, Diva, can we have a station identification break, please?
We most certainly can by link.
All right, all right, all right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone. We're going to open up this next call. Hey, girl, we got a Felisa lip up in here. Oh, man, we in trouble.
Ginger ale.
Hey, Diva, how you doing? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Good, Miss VIP, La Perla Negra. What's going on, my ladies?
Hey.
Well,
it's all good.
I am drowning myself in poetry today.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
No,
I belong to another group on Facebook. Yeah, and did their first show today, and I got to be a part of their very first show.
Nice.
Well, you know what? That's the congratulations. You know what's the good thing about poetry? No matter how deep you get into it, whether or not you think you're drowning, you always find yourself right back to you. You can always find
yourself
right back to yourself. That's the beauty about poetry, honey. Yes, yes, yes. So go on. You get as deep as you want to in it. It's all right.
I have been in all day. I've been writing all day, and then I went on with them at 7 o'clock, and I jumped from them. Like I signed out from them at 8:55 and came straight over here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Man, told you it's always an open mic over here for you. You are always welcome.
I think I brought somebody with me, too. I think she's sitting in queue.
Okay. Well, what's her name?
She's Shining Speaker.
Okay.
She's never done anything like this before. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be, this is the first time for her doing this kind of thing, but she's got fire.
Okay, well,
I love her.
I'm glad to have her. Eva, you want to ask her the question?
Ooh. Well, Miss Liz, yes. When did you fall in love with poetry, my dear?
I think I fell in love with poetry as a child because I was an only child in kind of a weird space because I was in a small town that was very color conscious and I didn't belong to any one group. And I was blessed with having an instructor in my second grade class who was into poetry, and she taught us Robert Louis Stevenson.
Okay.
Wow. And that's when I first started, like, really, like, loving the verse of things. And then my mother used to always buy, like, children's books for me. And that same year, she mm-hmm. bought this little book that was called We Were Tired of Living in a House. It was written in rhyme. So the and every rhyme, every page added to the rhyme. So the first page was like, we were tired of living in a house. So we packed our mm-hmm. thing, our bags with sweaters and socks. And we moved into a tree. We loved our tree. And then they talk about the tree. And then when they have to leave the tree, then they pack their right. bags with all the stuff they said first and leaves. And then they move on to the next thing. And that's what made me start to, like, really understand how verse was to move.
Okay. Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
That's what's up.
Thank you for that. Wow. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's leave the lip. I know you're the busy
yes,
lady, but we still want to know, what did you bring?
I think I brought you guys Special Delivery last time. The story about, I don't know if it was this show or if it was another Epiphany show, but that story was about a woman who owned a business who had a private flirtation with the delivery guy and okay, so this is his side of the story tonight.
Awesome. The mic is yours.
This is called Delivery Time. I woke up in an unfamiliar room with a head full of dark curls resting on my stomach. I fantasized this day a million times over the last year, but never thought it would actually happen. I was making my deliveries as usual, but this one box had to wait till last. I've been going there every Thursday for over a year now, and that one shorty seems to always know I'm coming. 5'3" and thicker than molasses with a complexion like fresh churned butter, she knows I look for her when I make my stop, but she has no idea how much I truly want her. I'm running a little late today, and I might not even make it on time, but I'm determined to make her my last stop, because today I'm hoping to make my move. The office seems darker than usual as I pull into the lot, almost 5:00, so folks are leaving for the day. I rush the door with little more than 5 minutes to spare, and there she is. Her white button-down and black skirt look both professional and hot, and all I can do is watch that spot just above the first button fastened at her cleavage. Her full breast and white lace bra show slightly, and I'm fighting the desire to grab her. I hand her the package and the clipboard, and she steps between me and the counter. I look around to see that she's here alone, and this could finally be my chance. She reaches the clipboard back to me, and I deliberately touch her hand, and she quivers at my touch. And I know I got to do something, and now. Before I even realize it, I'm kissing her, and she's completely open to me. She tastes like strawberries and champagne, and before I can stop myself, I lift her to the counter, pulling her skirt around her waist as I do. She opens her legs to let me closer, and I instinctively reach between. The fine barrier of red silk is no match for my desire, so I rip her panties in two, unzip my pants, and plunge myself inside her. She feels like hot satin, and pleasure moans escape me. Snaking her arms around my neck, she inches closer to let me all in, and I can hardly believe this is real. And before I can even adjust my stroke, she drowns me in her juices, as if she's been waiting for me to do this for a lifetime. Her release makes my knees weak as she bites down on my shoulder to muffle her scream. I can't imagine it being over so quickly, so I pick her up, still plunged inside her, and carry her to the lounge. In the dim glow of the soda machine, I lay her on the floor, and my only desire is to taste her. I spread her legs to reveal her treasure and find a tiny silver ring I hadn't noticed before in my frenzy, and suddenly I'm rock hard all over again. But first, I need to kiss it. Her scent is intoxicating, and as I get closer, my tongue reaches out to her pleasure mound. The taste is like warm caramel. I bury my head as she fills my mouth with her sweetness. Her tiny warm hands rubbing my bald head drives me insane, and her elixir is intoxicating, and I can hardly get enough, but my body is screaming out for more. I rise to my knees, not even realizing I've been stroking it all along, but she had a new plan in mind, one fluid move, and my head was in her mouth, and God help me, it's the best I've ever had. She takes me to the back of her throat and rolls the head around her tongue, and I realize I'm about to lose it. Coaxing me to let it go as her brown eyes look into mine, I feel her hands milking my balls, and I can't hold it back anymore. I come harder than I ever have before in my life as I cry out in pleasure, and I can see my manka running from the corners of her mouth. The look of total satisfaction on her face tells me she knew exactly what she was doing to me. I fall back against the sofa as she curls herself in my lap, my fingers entwined in her hair as we drift off to the drunken pleasures of sleep. It's hours later now, and I've got a lot of explaining to do to my boss for why it took me so long to get back, and to my girl, because I can't stay there now. I finally tasted my dream, and now I can never let her go. And that's that piece.
Damn.
Girl, you never disappoint. You never disappoint.
No.
Let me tell you something about that piece right there. That, first of all, it was hot. It was hot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the way it started out, you know, I think we all have a crush, okay, somebody that we admire and we want to get next to, but we can't say anything to them right away.
Mm-hmm.
But to
nope.
for in this fantasy piece, for him to go in
Dang.
There and to be able to open her legs, lift her skirt, and do all kinds of deliciousness and taste her, and she tastes him, and you got my mouth watering. Goodness gracious. Girl, yeah, I'll tell you, my girl, you never disappoint. You never disappoint. I
thank
love
you,
that.
Thank piece. You.
Oh, man. That yes. should be the beginning. You know, the first one and that one should be the beginning of a series of books. Although I love a novel,
uh-huh.
I don't mind the short stories as well. You need the take that into consideration. I like that. I would love to read
it.
I'm an avid reader,
Thank
and I
you.
Would love to read that. I think it would definitely be a hit. That should be a continuation.
I'm actually trying.
That's a wonderful bedtime story.
Yeah.
Girl.
I'm actually
mm-hmm.
putting together a book. I had a friend of mine who's a photographer. We did pictures. I've always had insecurities because I've always been short and fat. I've always been short and heavy, and I've had those
okay.
insecurities. So I had mm-hmm. a friend of mine who's a photographer, and we spent an entire day, 11 hours, shooting pictures all over the place. And
okay.
I'm making a coffee table book and writing to the pieces. The pieces will be written to the pictures that were taken. And
wow.
And I'm calling it RAW, which stands for Real Ass Woman.
All right.
Oh, I'm looking forward. I am so looking forward to that. I really am.
Me too.
Dude, let us know when that
yeah.
comes out, when it hits the shelves, whatever.
I definitely
I want
will.
It. I want it. Okay. Thank you so much, Lisa Lip, for calling in here. My diva, we're going to put you over there in Love Lounge. Poetic is in there talking.
I know. I'm going over there and see if I can't scratch his back and see what's up with him.
Yeah, going over there. Be careful, girl.
Damn. Be careful, honey.
Yes. All right, girl.
One love, one mic.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Oh, man, that piece. Oh, my God. I visualize everything. I can hear, I can see and hear the traffic on the street when he's walking up to the store and everything.
Girl.
I'm picturing her skirt, her sexy legs, and him. Oh, Lord. Lisa, you just came in here and did the damn thing to us. Oh, girl, but we got Christmas coming up here.
I cannot.
We're ready for this next caller. Double 34 Music. Hello, Double. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey.
How are you doing tonight?
Welcome.
I'm doing well, but as you know, I've got some observant things to address as usual. I was listening to Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. Now, he had a line that says, if my bed sheets smell like you. Now, if my bed sheets smell like some female, Downy Unstoppables ain't going to cover that. I'm sorry. This is where funky and fresh don't apply here. I am not going into the hamper like this old lady after 4 weeks smelling it and say, ooh, still fresh. And then start thrusting my hips. I'm not doing it. No.
Lord.
No. Okay.
Now, see. Now, hold on. I got to come back.
Come on back.
That one. Okay. First of all, that is one of my favorite songs. Secondly, you haven't been with the lady of your life and you just love everything about her. I'm talking about her natural essence. I ain't talking about the funky part. It's about the natural essence of her.
Let me tell you now.
You like smelling when you, man. And his bed, he said now it's his bed sheet smell like her. Man, that's some sexy. That's right. I like that. But
shoot.
Everybody,
listen here. In 1985, Houdini had a song called 5 Minutes of Funk. I'm not trying to do laundry over and over again after she does this is what 16 years of marriage will do for you. You learn this thing.
Lord have mercy. Have mercy. Oh,
but if you know, have you ever seen the video to the song? Because in
I've
the
seen
song,
it
tells you
listen.
How they first meet. Okay, and now come on, you gotta give it to them when people first meet and they get into one another. Everything about that person, you love their smell, the way they walk, the way they talk, everything. Okay, you're not so quick as to become judgmental like later on in your marriage and you'd be like, oh, my God. Before you become
well,
I'm
trying to lead
really
to that marriage
roommate.
Part in I'm going to be that old man. I'm going to be like, look, because I know my wife ain't letting me get away with that. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord. All right. I got to ask you the question, though. When did you fall in love with poetry?
Man, you know, it's almost like I want to do that, what is that brown sugar thing? Like, you know, where I want to put up the note saying, I won't be friends no more, yes or no. I started when I was a kid, when I was songwriting at first, and I was being a lyricist at first. But it really came back to me 5 years ago when I was just writing. I mean, when I realized poetry had a message people could gravitate to, where I could be me, be reflective, grow spiritually, be that man that God intended me to be and show transparency and observation without apologies or opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't stopped.
Okay.
I haven't stopped. I mean, it's crazy. And I love poetry.
Okay.
All right. That's what's up. Thank you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know you brought us something awesome to listen to because you are, after all, the wordsmith.
Yes, I have. Just like Poetic, I had to go into the vault on this one, and I'm hoping this is just as great as what he just did.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Poetry in Stereo. Sitting here deep in contemporary contemplation, reminiscing about the people I've crossed paths through creative templates, the magnetic magnitude of diverse communication, the joining of music and words on display here. I'm in amazement, and I'm writing this poem in dedication to the remarkable family of poets my father has placed me in. Before I give a roll call, let me drop an explanation, because back in the day, I was begging to be famous in music entertainment that tried to detain me with restraints on. I saw the names on the vinyl in parentheses in the record player, wondering who are these people under the singers' names and what is their importance when they're not the ones singing. I got the definition. They wrote the songs, music, and the lyrics in addition. They got paid hefty sums while the singers performed for the crumbs. You mean I could do something I love and stay relatively unknown? I could get the cheers where everybody knows my name, or buying a Slurpee and be an ordinary face and still get paid? No camera and getting hounded by the paparazzi. I had 4 sleazy contracts. Yahweh stopped me from being locked in, because he didn't want me being property to the Illuminati and being sloppy seconds to women infected through sexual indiscretions. He told me to use the talents he implanted and bless them with a message coming from inside my spirit and get back to the poetic aesthetics. Use what's been written to challenge morals and ethics, and oh yeah, attract some people who walk in somewhat the same direction. Now, sometimes they'll reveal themselves as narcissistic and offensive, trying to get famous off your unselfish acts. Stay the course and don't let them make you a slave to that wicked, satanic music industry. You're a soldier in spiritual warfare, and I've given you the infantry to kill a piece. And when people hear this one, they'll know this is serious. Truth means gospel. So let them call it conspiracy. Moving minds for the future in the annals of making history. So let it be written. So let it be done. Like Ramses in those fake 10 commandments in real life dying from cigarettes. This is a symposium with emphasis on its synergy. I'm not perfect, and I'm just a sinner, free to speak inside the vicinity of every living breed that's hearing this. I thank all the poets who entrusted me with their cakes hot from their ovens. I love you, and that's more real than a mother. You are my music poetry, and I thank you, Lord, for making me C-double in peace.
You stay waking folks up, don't you?
Nice.
I like that. I like that.
Uh-huh.
The Illuminati.
Very
and
nice.
Immune to sloppy seconds. Yeah. I think that a lot, man. You do.
Absolutely.
You know, us that are, I hate to say this, it sounds so cliche, but are awake. Our third eye is open,
mm-hmm.
Call it what you will. Okay, we can see. We done took off the magical glasses and we can see. We stay pissing folks off. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are comfortable in their little cocoon of lies, you know, being protected from the truth. I for one, am not. I like being awake, okay, because I'm protected that way. You can't mess with me because I am awake. I see you coming a mile away. I like that peep show. That was decent.
Yeah.
Thank
that
you
was
very
nice.
Much.
I was
this is a biography right here.
Mm-hmm. That's a quote. That's a quote.
That's a very good one.
It is. That's it is. Never disappoint. Never disappoint. Yeah.
Here's another one. All right.
Here's another one.
I'm going to put you over in the Love Lounge with Lisa Liss and Poetic. And make sure you tip bartender Kalinda. She's a very nice girl.
Yes,
I
will definitely tip Kalinda because she makes a great peppermint schnapps. I mean, I feel like I'm like Ron Burgundy. I'm staying classy because of her.
Okay, and if you say not Ron Burgundy, Lord, if you smoke cigarettes, you can go on the other side with Rebel P. He's over there in the smoking section. All right.
Nah, that's okay. I'll leave that to him. We'll talk later. But
there you go.
Let me get inebriated for a little bit.
All right. One love, one
have
mic.
Have a couple for me. One love, one mic.
All yeah, right. One love,
have one
mic.
For me. There you go.
Oh, wow. We got superstars coming through here tonight. I'm just loving this lineup. I am truly, truly loving this lineup. Now, we got a number over here I don't recognize, but we're going to open up this mic anyway. We got this area code 410. Welcome to the Love Zone. What do we have on the mic?
Mrs. Ray, you don't recognize my number?
Girl,
what's
I'm
up,
sorry.
Ladies? It's all good. Listen, it's
hi,
all
baby.
Good.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Hey, how you doing, love? How you doing?
I am doing very well. How are y'all ladies doing this evening? I'm enjoying the show.
Awesome. Oh, I'm glad you are. I'm glad you are. I'm so glad you came.
I'm sure somebody's trying to be here.
Somebody said something about white girl wasted, and I don't know what that is. So.
Look, I'm telling you something. It's a term that we use. Okay. Just see,
I know what it is. I'm just
emotions.
Saying, I ain't never been it, but I know what you was talking about. I was just laughing.
Let me tell you something. It ain't no joke because I had when that night when it happened, I was out where we could all part of Philly called Uptown. Okay, and I had been in the bathroom, and I was looking good that night. I had my was looking good. I'm trying to tell you, okay.
Go on.
My hair was down; it was flowing, and went in the bathroom to throw up, and bent over and cracked my motherfucking head open on the corner of the sink. So there was throw up and blood everywhere. I had white pants on and a white and black like bikini top on, and it was a mess. I was horrible coming out of that bathroom.
You wasn't looking so good when you came out.
No, girl, it was.
I'm
and
sorry,
I had wedge heels on. That made it work. Look, I had wedge heels on, and the throw up made it slippery from my feet. My toes are sliding over the front of the shoes.
Oh,
I was having a time, honey. I'm trying to tell you, it was horrible.
Wedge heels are just an accident waiting to happen.
Girl, I'm glad I wasn't by myself that night because that was a horrible. Yeah.
Me too. I'm glad you weren't either.
Drinking at 151. That was my first and last time. I could never again. Oh, Lord. Trying to be
I stick with wine. I try to stick with wine or margaritas. Patronaritas.
Yeah,
there you go.
Margarita.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Like that's my jam. That's I keep it right there. It's safe.
I'm more of a wine drinker nowadays. I still will tap some liquor from time to time, but I'm more of a wine drinker nowadays because I know how I get when I drink liquor. Okay, and it really ain't no fun when you're by yourself.
I really only like dessert wine. I only really like dessert wine. So Moscato's normally what I go to. I just discovered Ménage à Trois. I had never heard of it before. Apparently it's a brand out here. And I normally drink the white, but they have a red. Sweet wine. Last night I had to I have not been eating very well. That's a whole other story. But I realized I had not had a lot to eat yesterday, and wine, it almost had me there last night, but I wasn't feeling so hot, so it wasn't a good feeling.
Yeah, but, I can imagine.
But yeah,
I like
if
the
you can
dessert
get your hands on
well.
Some of that, it's good. Mm-hmm.
You said menage a trois. Okay,
mm-hmm, that's the brand name.
I'm gonna check it out. Is it sweet, or is it semi-sweet?
Semi-sweet. I guess everything else I drink is sweet, like margaritas are sweet, so it's semi-sweet, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't like dry wine.
Okay. I don't like dry wine either.
Sorry,
and I barely can get down a semi-sweet, but I can deal with it better than a dry, because that dry,
yeah,
I'm good. I'm good. But my girl Ring, I want to know.
Yes, ma'am.
I really, really want to know. When did you fall in love with poetry?
So my answer is going to be a little bit different than those that have been on here. So when I first started writing, I was writing erotic short stories back on Black Planet. And I met this gentleman. And I'm sure that you ladies can probably attest to this. When you're the object of someone's pen, it holds a different, it hits different. It hits different.
Yep.
So the poem's name, I had never met him. We met online. We lived hundreds of miles apart, but he wrote me a poem called Jody's Kiss. And it was, it took me out, took me all the way out. And that's when I fell in love with poetry.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I used to take my little, you know, attempts at it back then. But I didn't start writing until I got divorced. Not from him.
Okay.
That's a whole nother story. But yeah, when I got divorced, I started writing poetry for myself. But I fell in love with poetry.
Oh, wow. I can see why. And you're right. You know, when you are someone's muse, you tend to become a little infatuated with the fact that they're directing it at you. It's all about you. So, yeah, you're right. That pen, it does hit a little differently than any other poetry. Wow, that's an awesome story. Thank you for that. Thank you. Now,
thank you.
What I want to know is, what deliciousness did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Hold on. You got to tell us what you got going on over there in your side of the world.
Okay.
So I have, I do have some things happening. I started a show, and I'm still getting acclimated, still getting my feet wet. So I'm kind of starting slow. I don't know if anyone here. I know you were there for the Salacious Slow Jam mixtape party I had last week. That was a lot of fun. Not a lot of talking, just a whole lot of sexy music. And this week, I'm going to step up my game a little bit. And so Friday night at 11:30 Eastern, I'm going to have Music and Conversation. Talk That Talk is the name of the show. It's Raw with Rain. Talk That Talk. And I will be joined by Miss La Perla Negra and Mr. Metaphoria, and we'll be discussing love languages. And we're not talking about just the basic five that, you know, the book's about. This is going to be a deeper conversation and a little bit more broad. And, of course, there will be good music, and we're just going to have a good time talking. And of course, callers are welcome to call in and share their experience. And I have not put this out yet, but I am also going to have a little mixed thing, music centered on Sunday. I'm going to do classics and covers. I haven't pinned down a time. I'm probably going to do it around 2 Eastern time, probably. And I'm going to play the classic original and the cover.
Okay.
And talk about which one y'all like better. Because, you know, there are some things you can't mess with and some, you know,
you're right,
some of my favorites.
Yeah,
you
are so
right. You know,
That's what's up. That's now, what do I me a favor, please. Do me a favor, please. In the event page, can you post all that information that you just told us when you get off of here, please?
I,
or when you get
yes,
a chance?
Yes, ma'am. I sure will.
Please do, because everybody needs to know what's going on with my girl. And, thank you for agreeing
to join me on Friday. I'm looking forward to it. Let me borrow
Anytime. Man, it's an honor, man. I told you, you're a legend.
And I will
I'm
listening in.
Yo. Yes.
I hope you call in.
I will.
Because the lines will be open. I'm going to open these lines. I'm going to take my stab at the lines now. Okay.
My girl.
So this piece I wrote last night while I was sipping. I wrote a very short alliteration piece, right? So tonight I decided I was going to take it and I was going to elaborate. So that's it's called slow dance.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I contemplated the cataclysmic catastrophe that could come if I was candid about how I covet your concise, curved converse with my categorical cravings. What I mean to say is there's this insidiousness about you, a push and pull in your deliberateness. See, you know exactly what you're doing to me. It's like playing a game, but nobody wins. On second thought, it's really not like a game because unless there's some kings, queens, bones, or sets, you'll never find me engaged in it. Perhaps it's better likened to slow dancing with myself, knowing which way we'll sway before we do, like feeling your hand slide to the small of my back so I know the direction we're headed next. Funny thing is, it's hard for me to let anyone else lead me. It's a trust thing, but I sense it's the same for you. Vulnerability is not something that comes easy for you, which is why I've been at war with myself, because somehow in my mind, in my gut, you and me could be we. There's something about you that keeps me intrigued, even though I know nothing about that road less traveled, or perhaps it's well traveled. Either way, it wouldn't be easy. Plus, at the rate and speed at which we're both moving in the same but different directions, we could collide, crash, or even more scary, find ourselves closing in on the distance that exists between us, arriving safe and sound of sound mind and body. Ironically, it could be dangerous. It would be dangerous, but I ain't ever been scared. Well, maybe I have, but I dare to bear it all for you. If you want to see me or read me, do you? I've spent some time rationalizing in my mind how I want to show you that there's more to me, why the stars align and profess that, well, this right here is where it's at. I know you probably questioned that after the last, but when you're ready, I'm ready for you to calibrate the cipher of my certitude, choreograph a cerebral caveat, carelessly causing circumstantial collateral damage, covertly and culpably clutching my capitulation. Meaning, I'm ready to surrender to the idea of letting you lead. Do you want to slow dance with me? That's right.
Wow. I love that. See, the last two lines always do it for me when it comes to your pieces. You end just so righteous, and it's like, oh, my God. Like, I'm ready. Are you? You know? That's how I feel. It's like, you asking me, you know, like, you asking, dude, like, you ready? Because you better be ready because I am. That was awesome. That was dope. Yes, it was.
Culpably clutching my capitulations. That's a hell of a tongue twister, okay? And a statement right there, okay? I like that. I like that. You know, sometimes I listen to your pieces, and I read from your pieces, and I'm like, damn, why did I think of that? I'm like, wow. And
I do that all the time.
You know what? And it isn't easy being vulnerable for either party. It takes a little bit of time. Even though you want to be with that person, they want to be with you, it takes time to open up. And I get that. I'm in the small of my back. You know, y'all going to stop with this this provocative language you use.
When you're dancing with your partner, when you're stepping with your partner, and they signal you with the when they you know either the small of your back or like tap you on your side,
right.
So you know where you're going next, you know. So
absolutely.
That was what that's about. And I actually wrote this today. I don't write that fast. And I wrote this probably, I sat down up here, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half before the show and just decided to extend the piece from last night. So this was definitely in me to come out. I just don't write like this. So I'm enjoying this little ride of being back on the scene. So.
Yes, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back.
Enjoy
I'm
that
glad you're back. Because if you didn't come back, I wouldn't have never, you know, got acquainted with you. And I'm a fan. I love you.
And you know I'm a fan.
Yes,
I am
thank
too.
You.
Yes.
But
okay.
I know you ladies have a long lineup, and I don't want to hold up the line. So as always, I appreciate the space, and thank you. I appreciate you
we
both.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, love.
Yes.
We're going to set you over here in the love lounge with everybody that's over there. You got Poetic over there. You got C-Double over there. We got Lisa Lip, and we got Rebel P over there. Everybody in there enjoying themselves. And tip my bartender, Kalinda. She was really, really
I
good
got,
girl.
Listen, I'm going to take care. I'm a tipper. I'm going to take care of Kalinda, and I'm going to get me a Patrona Rita, and I'm going to teach Poetic how to dance.
Uh-oh. All right. Here she comes in. All right,
wait,
girl. One love, one
all
mic.
All right, ladies. Good night.
One love, one mic. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Well, Poeta, you're ready now.
Hey, okay. Do some two-step and some other step. Diva, it's late.
Mm-hmm.
22 after the 10 o'clock hour. I think we need another station identification break real quick.
All right, let me see if I can one right quick.
Right now.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is incredible. Yo, I'm telling you, Diva, you did it again. You did it again. Damn.
Oh.
All right, well, let's see.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio.
This is Sandy. And you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone on Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Please press that 1 when you call in so you can participate. We love you too. And for those of you that are streaming in online, it's coming up on the half an hour before 11 o'clock, and you will be cut off. Blog Talk Lady, don't make sure she don't care. She ain't got no filter. She got no chill. She's just going to cut your line dead. So if you would like to get in here and partake in this and tell us when do you fall in love with poetry, call us. Come on, join us.
Yeah.
We love you, too. And even if you can't, we love you for listening anyway because that's support either way. Open up this next mic. Oh, man. We got us a Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Man.
Lord, let me take a drink of my ginger ale.
We got all stars calling up in here. Goodness. Welcome, Joe. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Good evening, the Pearl of Negra. Good evening, VIP. Ms. VIP, how y'all doing?
We're good.
How
are
you?
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. It's a beautiful day. Absolutely.
Yes, it is. Any day you can open your eyes and take another breath is a beautiful day, honey. That's what I say.
Yeah, amen to that. It's real. It's a day.
Yes. Oh, I want to know. Well, Diva, I think it's your turn to ask the question.
Joe, the verbal mind dancer. I'm going to give you a nickname tonight after the show, though. But anyway. yeah, you got another nickname coming. But we would like to know, when did you first fall in love with poetry?
Oh, man, it will be honest. It was in the, I think it was the fourth grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had this English teacher, a guy named Mr. Grigsby, and, you know, we had to do little English assignments and all that, but when we got into the poetry aspect of English, I was just blown away, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably enough in the love.
Wow. Okay.
Awesome. I can see that. I can see that. I can definitely see that. That's awesome. All right. Was there any particular piece that you heard or read back then that really grasped your attention?
Well, I was like, you know, he introduced the class myself to Shakespeare. That's where I got drawn in at. So.
Okay.
The way that he wrote it, the way he, you know, like, you know, what, you know, that line, the little deaths, when I found out what that actually meant, I was really blown away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That mini O.
Yeah. You know, so I thought that was cool shit for real. So I said, man, okay. Well, let me incorporate, that the Shakespearean attitude in my natural, the way I speak.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of stuck with me.
Yeah. That's what's up. You know what really got me about Shakespeare like that was that one line says, "Do not go gentle into." It says, "Do not." Oh God, now I can't remember. Do not go quietly into that gentle night. And I'm like, wow. When I found out what that meant too, I'm like, okay, all right. Yeah, Shakespeare was a little sexual.
He was.
I'm a fan of Shakespeare too. Yes, definitely.
But he was sharp.
He was pretty smooth.
You got to know how to get around censorship, you know.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Wow. Okay, that's what's up. Thank you for that. Now, I know you brought us something delicious to listen to.
Yeah, I did. This is kind of a story more than a poem.
Okay.
So if y'all indulge me, then I'll read this little story to you.
The mic is yours.
Okay, it's called That Evening. She was a beautiful woman. Business during the day, soccer mom after work. She had a wonderful marriage. He helped around the house, flowered for no reason, and the loving was good. It was good to him. Her satisfaction came from closed eyes whenever she was alone. She imagined being spanked, being violated as soon as he came home. She was greeted with, "How was your day?" "Dinner already made?" The kind of loving and nurturing most women would die for. She wanted that too, but he was so into her surface, he never looked past her eyes. She tried to tell him in so many ways. They even went to see 50 Shades of Grey together. He put the movie down so much she didn't want to feel like a freak in his eyes. That's what he thought of those kinds of people. She never got the courage to bring up her desires again. She would wear lingerie for him, even a little toy play. But what she craved was to be spanked. He left the country for a business trip. He even took the kids. He always wanted to expose them to different things. This guy was a prince among men. His only flaw was holding a jewel with a dull facet. He left that next morning, leaving a card and a rose for her awakening. She yawned and stretched her arms, got up and showered. She dried off her voluptuous full-figured body. She made a pot of coffee and planned her day. Grabbing her favorite book, she read and sipped her coffee. It was quiet without the kids, but she felt relaxed. She opened the door to fetch the paper, forgetting she had only her robe and fuzzy slippers on. Something your husband loved for her to wear. A neighbor across the street saw her and spoke. She embarrassingly gathered her robe and waved and went inside. Oh, God, she thought, he saw me naked. She laughingly shook her breast. Not bad, huh? She continued to read and began to get dressed. A black lace bra and panties, then a black slip. She thought about the man next door and imagined him coming over. For what? She had no idea. But he reminded her of that guy in the movie, only older. She began to rub her body and squeeze her nipples hard. Spike me. The pressure was building in her. The door never shut completely. And he stood in the doorway, watching and listening. He cleared his throat and jingled some keys. Excuse me, ma'am. I believe you dropped these. Oh, God, I'm so... He stopped. No worries. It'd be our little secret. She felt comfort from his presence as he commented on the book. Wow, great movie. Really good read, too. Your husband's a lucky man. Oh, he never spikes... Oop. Hey, thanks for my keys. He said, oh, no, you're kidding, right? I would so... forgive me. The cat and mouse game was getting heated. She came right out and said it. I would love to know what that feels like. You must think me terrible. He reassured her, no, not at all. Just talking here. What if I gave you a little whack? Just once so you would know what it's like. Oh, God, this is so embarrassing, but... Okay, just this once. I don't know why, but I trust you. He approached her from behind and said, here, lean over the couch. He gently lifted a robe and smacked her bottom just enough so she'd feel it. The heat rushed through her body. The excitement, the thrill of a stranger spanking her again, please. He spanked her again a little harder. She raised her leg back, then removed her robe. Do it. Do it. Spank me. He spanked her repeatedly over and over, reddening her virgin eyes. There were tears in her eyes. She never changed so hard. She thanked him and offered to make him dinner that night. And that night couldn't come soon enough. The mere thought of it made her come over and over again. She showered and put on her sexiest dress, stockings with seams and garters and a pair of sling-back heels. He arrived promptly wearing a tuxedo. They had a candlelight dinner and had small talk. She took his hand and led him into their den. There was a small leather ottoman, a desk and two chairs. He knew what she wanted. He grabbed her forcefully and bent her over. He cupped his hands, giving a resounding blow. He spanked her to tears. Then the phone rang. The hubby was checking in. She answered, still bent over crying. Her husband asked, was she okay? She said, yes, just some silly movie. Her neighbor rubbed her ass as she spoke. She carried a conversation on being sure not to rush him. She moaned once his finger brushed her clit, but merely said the TV too loud. He told her he had to stay an extra week. But she was fine with it. She hung up, and he continued to spank her. They never had sex. That she was sure to guard for hubby. But every night, when she was spanked into ecstasy, that's my piece. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Lord Jesus, help me. Mm-hmm. Oh, Joe.
Yes. How you doing? Yes.
Oh, child, how I'm doing? You don't want to know how I'm doing. I'm not even going to talk about that. Lord, that piece was
so... I'm so glad I took that swig of ginger ale before he started.
Now you can enjoy the feeling.
Lord have mercy.
Joe, you came in here. I told you we got super, and this is what they do. This is why they're stars, because this is what they do. They come in here and do the thing for you, and they bring such eloquent, erotic, provocative, want to do self-discovery pieces. You know what I'm saying? This is how they do us, and I love it. It just gets better every time. It keeps getting better. This is definitely my year. I'm claiming it.
because yours is getting better and better. And I'm telling you, I'm recognizing my blessings. I'm recognizing the spot. Okay? It just keeps getting better for me. I don't know anybody about anybody else. But I'm telling you what I'm dealing with, what I'm experiencing right now, it's just getting better and better. You guys are coming in stronger and stronger and stronger with your pieces. And it's never the same
thing
twice.
That's all I got to say.
And I love it.
It's a help me, Lord.
I know, right? I'm calming down by talking. My libido is like off to the sky. Crazy. Oh man, but I'm not going to hold you because we do have other callers, but I'm saying I appreciate that piece. It was just, I have to find a different word aside from awesome, okay? But I do mean that in the highest regard when I say that.
Outstanding.
Incredible, outstanding. Yes.
Mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Yeah. All of that. Thank you.
I'm glad y'all are doing.
You came in here and upset both of us. You know that, right?
I hope the audience got something from it too. You know.
Oh, they got something from it too. You know what? I could talk to you all night about your beef, but I gotta put you over there in the love lounge. And thank you
no problem.
For coming through.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
One love, one mic. Yes.
One love, one mic.
Girl, coming in here with pieces like that, I could talk all night. Oh, here come another one.
Lord.
Here come another all-star. Here come. We got us a Joel Atterbury. Hey, King. What's good?
Hey, how you ladies doing tonight?
Well,
hello.
How are you?
Chilling.
I'm trying to recover,
break at the J.O.
Okay.
Yo, you was dope on That's Tuesday, yo. What I'm saying?
Oh, thank you. I was so disgusted because I had to switch devices and y'all didn't know that I was right back in there. I was like, is he going to let me in or what? And then,
of course.
And then you called me back and I said, oh, he ain't even. But, oh, man, I love that show. I'm addicted. I was hooked from the first time. I was hooked. I love it. Everything is so in sync. Yes, I will be back when it starts up again. I will be back again. Definitely. I love
it. You already know.
I love it. That's what's up.
I love that you ladies got it on all over here. You know what I'm saying? Word. Definitely.
Steve, you
want to
ask him the question or is it my turn?
It's your turn, darling.
It's my turn. Okay. King,
yes.
I want to know. When did you fall in love with poetry?
Yeah, I fell in love with poetry. It was like 1987. Everybody was out there in the trenches. Well, you know I'm from Harlem, so I'm around all of that, the Renaissance and stuff. And I just started checking out everything. And I'm like, yo, I think I can do that. You know what I mean? And I just started practicing, you know, and started getting a little better at it. Then I dropped off from it. And then moved to South Jersey, and I started getting back into it, you know, having ciphers and everything like that. And I was like, yo, this is my shit. Left it alone again and came back to it. And here I am.
That's what's up. Let me find out you're next door to Philly. Let me find out.
I'm in Cape May.
Oh, for real? What? You ain't far.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not far at all. Right here in Cape May. You know what I'm saying? Exit zero.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. Well, I can't give you enough. I can't even pay you enough compliments because I love the show. I really love the show. But we got other callers. I'm a chatterbox tonight because y'all bringing in this energy that is so strong tonight. And I'm loving it. It's all good energy. So what I want to know is, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I got this piece titled, It's What I Do.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
All right. Before my prom, I started caring about the written lines, placing words together as some woman opened up my closed mind. many poets I heard before that I was able to understand, but I knew one day I would comprehend and understand and be a real fan. As a young dude, became influenced by all these other writers, sensational divers, creative night spot flyers, smooth with the flow of placing emotions on paper. Learned to give it all I got, turned doubters into waiters. Some of the ladies were pleased with my material to read. The more paper they received, the more my craft started to reach. In person, my freestyle made it hard for some to breathe. The hypnotic, supersonic, sensual topics had them want to hug and squeeze. The cool cat with the poetry raps wore my cap to the back. My fascination for this genre made me cool like that. Muses providing ideas and concepts with me writing on the fly. I will always be in love with poetry until the day I die. King.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Shortened to the point.
Yes. That's New York accent just in a whole different direction. I'm trying to tell you. Yes, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for that. Oh, man. No. Hey, can I ask you, do you know when the show might be up and running again?
I mean, right now, everything is in the border, you know.
Okay.
So,
okay.
We're going over a few things. And hopefully be back soon. But I definitely would throw it out there, you know what I'm saying, online when everything is active.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But we at the conference table right now in the boardroom.
Okay. So, sounds good.
Yeah.
That's
you know how that is, ideas,
that's
concepts, and all that other stuff, you know.
Oh, most definitely. Mm-hmm. You got all kinds of red tape to go through, but it is what it is. I know. It is what it is. I mean, it's business just like anything else. So it's the same thing. But thank you for calling in. You know it's an open mic here for you. Now I'm gonna cut you over in the love lounge. You got Poetic, you got Lisa Lips, you got Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, you got T-Double-34, you got Rebel P. Jones, you got Rain
I'm over there.
You got everyone.
I'm over there hanging with the Flyers. That's what's up.
Yes, definitely. It's an all star cast and you were included.
All right, one love, one mic.
Yo, they killing it up in here. Oh, we got our baby diva up in here. Let's open up her mic and let her in. She just crept right up on me.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Janice. Welcome to the Love Zone, Diva.
Hey, baby diva. Hey, Miss VIP, La Perla Negra.
What's up, lady? How you doing tonight, love?
I'm doing great. I love this topic. I've been loving the poetry that I've been hearing. Yeah.
Oh, isn't it awesome? They came through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, tonight. Oh, man, I know if I'm feeling it. I know y'all got to be feeling it. I know y'all
mm-hmm.
do.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Man, they off the chain tonight, and I'm loving it. And I know you will be off the chain, too. I'm loving what you're doing with the event page all the time. You're so skilled. I wish I could graphic design. I wish
I can't even
I could
tell. That's my second love. That
I
is my
see,
second love.
I
thank
see.
You.
But you know what?
That's
you're a crafty. She's a crafty. And just like you, Adrian,
mm-hmm.
but she's a different
yeah.
crafty. She gets her hands dirty for real. Down in the
yeah,
dirt.
Yeah.
I love that. I love it. And it's so healthy to be connected with the earth like that. I wish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wish. I like to walk in the dirt, though. I even sit down in it, but I'm digging in
yep.
it like that. With plants, nah, I got a red thumb. I just watch the plants and talk sweet words to them when I go
mm-hmm.
past them. I don't touch them because me and plants don't get along like that.
Right.
So I stay away from them. Yeah, I know they hear me. That's why I talk the sweet stuff. But my diva. Diva, it's your turn to ask the question.
Yes.
Baby diva, when did you fall in love with poetry?
Okay. So when I started writing poetry, it was because I needed to. But I fell
mm-hmm.
in love with poetry when I stumbled on this online poetry community. And it was
okay.
in that environment that I learned and I grew.
Mm-hmm.
There was one individual in particular who we started noticing each other's work and how similar our styles were, and we started collaborating. Mm-hmm. And we would have these week-long conversations sometimes before we even started writing, because we wanted to make sure we understood each other's thoughts. And then when we were done, I was handed the finished piece and said, okay, go ahead and edit it. And there's so much trust and respect in that, to be given somebody else's words and you know, maintain that integrity of thought. So that's what I brought with me tonight. I brought one of those collaborations.
Oh, so awesome.
All right,
Kiva, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. So the title of this piece is Quintessence. Whisperings bound by this tempered hand do flow with the softness of subtlety. Words offer a tentative unveiling. Glimpses of meaning from silhouette with each return of measured breath does arise the quintessence of awareness with the unruffled revealing of a sigh. So released is this pen from hesitance. In this blending of kindred hearts and sense of love, sweet and newly abloom, a realization of dreams so nigh to speak ever and true in each line. In beauty of a bloom, our words released from hesitance does love effloresce. And peace.
Wow. Girl, I wish I didn't get caught up in your voice all the time. Because I miss so much of it when I get caught up in your voice, because you have this, we gave you the right name, you have this zen about you.
It's the zen.
That's what you, that's
so
what
true.
You put out.
Oh my God.
It affects us like that. So we get nice and chill and fall back, you know, your voice.
Yeah,
it's so, and your words are absolutely exquisite. I love your poetry.
Mm-hmm.
From the first time I ever heard you, I was attracted to it. I love it. I mean, any of your pieces, I love all of them. And to hear you recite them is just, it's bonkers, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Diva?
I'm just enthralled with her. I mean, even though she's the youngest, and that's why she's our baby diva, but I'm going to tell you, those pieces that you spit, there is no baby nowhere in there. That is true.
Oh, no.
Woman. And it takes you right where you are, and it's like an elevation of sorts. Like, look, I'm going where you can go with me if you want to come, but you got to ascend.
Yeah, sure.
And it's your word.
There you go.
It's just the words you
use.
It's your terminology that just be kicking me. I'm like, yo,
yeah. Exactly.
That's what it is.
So
I love it.
That's so
encouraging.
Girl.
It's on.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's on and cracking, my girl.
It is on. Yes, it is. Yes. And, oh, man, the picture. I'm so happy. I'm going to put that. I'm going to have that printed up and put on a T-shirt.
All right.
I love that.
I know, right?
I love it. I love
it.
Sure.
I need to print it.
So,
you have
ladies,
no
drop,
idea.
Ladies.
I'm like,
Ladies, drop your sizes in my inbox. Okay.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. We can
do it. I will.
Thank you.
And the color that you want.
Tammy.
Yeah. All right, lady.
Good.
We'll put you over there in the love lounge with everybody. They over there. It's a party going on now.
It's crowded.
Can you get glasses?
It's so crowded.
Yeah, it's crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody is over there, and I mean, it's all stars over there. I'm telling you.
And I'm
you
so
Kalinda's
happy.
Oh, she's good and happy now because they over there talking to her. Well, I go all go over there, collect their drink, and just walk away and go tend to their company. I'm like, they ain't talking to you. She was like, not really, Danielle, not really. I was like, all right, I'm going to get with them. I'm going to tell them about that. So, yeah, she's good.
All right.
All right.
Well, have a good evening.
Yeah.
All right.
Baby. One love,
one
Mike.
One love, one Mike.
Wow.
That's my girl. That's my girl. Ladies and gentlemen, you have approximately 10 minutes for the Blog Talk Lady will shut you down. If you're in here listening, yeah, raise your hand so we can talk to you and find out when you fell in love with poetry. Please, if you are streaming online, as I said before, you have up until 10:59 to get in here before the Blog Talk Lady cuts you off after 11 o'clock. Oh, well, too bad, so sad. So thank you for listening in. All anyway. Right. All right, let me open up this. Oh, my goodness. We got, girl, I'm just in love with my people that's calling. It's got us Sir Lawrence. My goodness. Hello, Sir Lawrence. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, how
are
you?
How
fine
are
as you? Ever. Fine as ever. Fine as ever. You know, the Pearl. Miss VIP, what's happening?
Oh, it's
hey,
all good up in here.
Yes. We're enjoying ourselves tonight.
Yes. You know what? I'm going to name this particular night, this particular episode, the All-Star, because everybody's coming through. All y'all coming through. The top poets is coming through. And I'm loving it. Yes, yes,
right.
yes.
It's awesome.
Yes.
Totally awesome.
It is. It is. I believe... turn to ask the question, Eva?
Sure. It's yours.
It's my turn?
It's yours.
Sir Lawrence.
Yeah.
All right. Sir Lawrence.
Yes. Yes.
When did you fall in love with poetry?
You know, that's an interesting question because I used to hate poetry, then I started liking it, you know, because back in the day, you know, you had to have some type of rap. So I would intermix poetry whenever I was talking to a young lady. And then when I found out I can write it, that's when I fell in love with it.
Wow. Wow. That's got to be like a great aha moment, finding out that you can write poetry, you know.
Oh, yeah. It was very much aha moment, no doubt.
Oh, yes. And it's a beautiful moment in time. That's the thing. You know, this poetry is very intimate, and it's just not everybody has the gift. You know what I mean? Not everybody can scribe like poetry.
That's true. 2002, I think I wrote my first piece.
Okay. Do you remember what it was called?
No, I don't, because actually I wrote several pieces that night. It was like my pen just had a life of its own.
Okay.
And,
okay.
It was a moment. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. My diva call dropped. I'm gotta wait for her to come back
still here,
in.
Diva.
But, it's good your call drop. Huh?
I know, it's slow. I call right back.
Oh, okay. So it did drop. Okay, all right. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lawrence, you know, I love listening to your pieces. Not only, you know, wonderful, yours are more like stories. They're wonderful stories, but your voice, it's your cadence, your flow, too. It's just all in sync. It works.
Well, yeah.
It just works. You know, and I
agree. Thank you so very much.
I do agree.
Yes. And also, speaking of your cadence and your flow, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
You know, that's another one, too. I just finished this piece. I've been working on it, and it's like writing poetry. You know, you start out writing, and then you finish up with something that you wasn't even writing in that direction. It's a whole nother point. So anyway, there you go.
Okay. All right, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Across the room. understanding the synapse within the inner workings of my system, like the ancients whose sensual experience brought outside of the body, created levels of intensity regulated by sheer thought, not influenced by what we can see, taste, and feel, but the thought, the stimulated sensation fueled with the memory of the feeling, while rechanneling the energy back into our bodies. Our neocortex thinks the muscles are working. Meanwhile, sitting in a waiting room, living up to its name, she was sitting in a different section across from me. At some point, our consciousness stepped into the middle of the crowded room. Not sure at first, then realizing we were the only ones who knew. We started exploring each other. I could tell the sensations felt the way we wanted to feel them, but at the same time different, as we were controlling our own levers. We were having interdimensional. You know, when conscious meets up with subconscious, it seemed no one knew except our duality. At times through the host body, we looked at each other as if to say, we are really doing this. Then other times, when we both wanted to feel something similar, our connecting charge brought in more energy, strengthening our union. I remember the intenseness was so strong, we left the room completely. Time. I had to wonder, did it really exist? Still not sure how long before we came back under the control of our five senses, but we traveled light years from our host bodies. Then, maybe pushing the levers too far, it drew some attention as we both felt another presence trying to peep in, which immediately broke the connection. Her number came before mine, and she walked fast, heading out the door, giving me a look that said it was her first time as well. If we saw each other tomorrow, I don't know if we could duplicate our experience physically, but we do have the file that can't be erased. When we fall asleep, who's to say the files are not updating? Sir Lawrence.
Damn. Yo, what is this going from the cerebral cortex to astral travel and all kinds of good stuff.
And then it sounded like the X-Files.
No, I'm talking about the look. When you talked about that look, she did it for the first time as well. Wow.
Right.
That's deep. I like that. Y'all are killing me tonight. I'm loving this. Yeah. Everybody is just coming through so beautiful. I love it. I love that piece, man. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I can share something. You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. But I could share one thing.
Please do.
I don't even know if I should share that. But anyway, that's a true story.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Wow. I feel it.
Okay.
I feel it. It is personal.
Wow.
I feel it. I feel it. And that makes it even deeper because it's real. I felt it.
Yeah, it was serious.
Yeah, wow. That must have been an awesome lovemaking session.
Oh, it was out of
I know that was like this had to be the fuck of the century. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It was.
You did. You did.
That's right. The files can't be erased, all right?
That's what I'm saying. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about,
exactly.
Rachel. I do. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I laid back and I put my head back when I was talking and I just let loose. That's just me. I mean, y'all, come on. Hey, it is what it is. Okay. Oh, man. Thank you so much, Sir Lawrence. That piece was, oh.
Yeah,
please come back again and again and again. I tell you, everybody's an open mic for everybody here.
Awesome.
Awesome
night, Diva. Awesome.
Man, it is.
All right.
And it ain't over.
Yeah, it's been a strong night, no doubt.
No doubt. I can't even name everybody again for you. What I'm going to do, I'm going to just send you over there because it's a party now over there in the Love Lounge. Yo, everybody's over. I hear the glasses clinking. I see the cigarette smoke in the air.
But you enjoy
and
yourself.
And just talking and dancing. Okay. Yes, so you go over there and have a good time. One love, one
right
mic.
On.
One love, one mic.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
We are officially, ladies and gentlemen, if you are within the sound of my voice, you have officially made it into overtime. It is 2 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Those of you that didn't make it, well, so sorry.
Sorry.
All right. Now, we have a new caller in here tonight. Okay. This is a friend of Lisa Lip. And the name is Shining Speaker, welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing tonight?
Welcome. I am fabulous. How are you, ladies? This has been completely awesome listening to all this talent. I feel like I am among royalty.
You are, baby. You are.
All right.
I hope y'all heard that. You are. Yes, you are. And you are royalty yourself. How are you doing, Diva?
I'm cool. I'm awesome. So awesome. I'm excited. I'm a to the spoken word. So, how did you feel?
Well, guess what?
Scared.
You came on the right show to break in.
Exactly.
Okay, well, my diva, it's time for you to ask the question of the night.
All right, Miss John and Speaker. When did you first fall in love with poetry?
Whew, the Shining Speaker fell in love with poetry when she realized she sees in 4D. I don't see things like other people. I actually hear the rhythm of the rhyme as I write. So I speak in rhythm. I spin and spit in the melody called the spoken word. And it goes beyond just the words on the page. Those words speak and they touch and they stimulate the mind and the heart. And I fell in love with the prose the first time I yielded myself to that symphony that happens between the poet and the craft. It was back in 1996, and
okay.
I realized just like love, this relationship is unconditional, it's patient, it's kind. You know,
there you go.
The bears all, leaves all, doesn't fail, and neither does this prose that I spin. I realized, man, I love this so much. This is a forever thing right here. This is a forever thing. So,
Oh, yes.
Very good.
I'm going to give you a nickname already. I'm going to call you a rhythmic one. I like that.
Nice.
Yes. I like that. That's what's up. Now, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
So I brought a poem I like to call Questions. And these are the questions that come up when you run into somebody that man, they touch your soul and your spirit in a way that you just can't explain. And all of a sudden, you got all these questions going through your head as you run through the flow of this person that just then wrecked you. They wrecked you. They wrecked you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am. So how can a level that doesn't exist come into play when you are near? And why does my heart seek you out, Trinity, when you can appear? How can my eyes and your eyes call me without even saying a sound? And why do I want you so bad? Am I captive to your sexy, smooth, tightly wound? How can I hear your voice in the silence of a still night? And why can I feel your hands, your breath, your touch, your fingers, your light? How can just the essence of your touch move me like candlelight in the wind? And why does my mind scramble so much like sweet ecstasy without an end? Now my eyes may close, but my imagination sparks. I feel you so deeply. How can that be? And the question itself yields to yet another question. Why are you such a part of me? Why does my reflection whisper your name while writing your will in my soul? My mind just bends, wrapping around that end and wonders just how deep is this hole? How can something so natural and cool exist so deeply with such ease and grace? And why doesn't the ebb and flow of life touch or set the pace? How can the desire of you hold me so tightly and never fade away? Why is your presence on the stirring of every wind that blows through me each day? And how can scary not send me running away, but toward that which brings me to it, which gives me chills? And why do you choose to pour unfettered, finding untapped zones, discovering still what to fill? How can anticipation exist like this, no thought ever fully finished or time really spent? And while we're at it, why is it that when we're in each other's presence, time freezes with our teases, doing what pleases, though the breeze is riding on our chamber's familiar scent? Oh, I must be blessed on this quest. Don't need no rest lest we press before we even get undressed. But I digress back to the questions at hand. How can we see what we know and we feel and respond to the quintessential speed touching the core? And why would we know so much but still barely touch the surface and scream, I'm still learning, teach me more? How will we approach the unknown of it all now that we freely swim in the pool of what's allowed? Why does simple, playful interaction produce countless moments that leave us both completely wowed? No bed could be created, no bounds found to gate it. The atmosphere has no room for the flow. Bodies intertwined, hearts freely divine, showing others how to work it through our glow. Now, what is the question? When should it cease? Where should we go if not here? And how can I let it go? Why can't we say no? The questions, the answers are still not clear. How can these questions ever yield answers that I can understand but not dismiss? The answer is simple. I'll keep asking the questions while we use this time left to drown in the deep of true love's bliss.
Damn.
I'm sorry, I couldn't find my phone to unmute myself. I'm like, oh my God.
I love all those questions.
Yes.
I need a boyfriend.
You don't need a boyfriend. You want one real bad, but you don't need no boyfriend. Nah, we not even going to let you go out like that. Okay, I'm trying to tell you. You want one. We all want him.
I would love one.
Look, I love all of them. Yes, but you know, you don't need
get on either. Okay, unless you're planning on procreating for a specific reason. That's when it's a need, it's a necessity. But other than that, that's it. Which was the main purpose anyway we was put here, as far as the...
Okay,
I ain't even going to get into all of that, okay? As you call in more, you'll get to know me. I'm a fool, no punches.
We have the line, kids.
Honey, you have no idea. You have no idea about me. Trust me. Y'all better tell them about me. I'll try to tell you. Whoa. Okay. I ain't even going to go there. I'm not going to taint you. Not yet. Anywho.
Not yet.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You are awesome. Your piece was we're going to put you over there in the Love Lounge with everybody else. There's a party going on over there, girl. I'm trying to tell you. The drinks are on me. You know what I mean? It's munchies over there, snacks over there, some barbecue chicken over by the kitchen. You can go order you some, you know, some mac and cheese and some veggies and stuff. I got a kitchen.
Oh, wow.
We're about to eat. I know that's right. All right, ladies, thank you so much for calling in. And remember, there is always an open mic here for you. Okay? Always.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. I will be back, ladies.
All right. Yo, she was awesome. Okay, we're going to let this next caller in. Man, we got a lot of callers. Woo, y'all. Okay, all right. Area code 203, who do we have on the mic?
Hey, how y'all doing? It's Rome.
Hey, Rome. Hey. Welcome to the Love Zone. Oh, man. Oh,
how are you?
More all-stars calling up in here. This is an all-star cast, I'm trying to tell you. Yes. How are you doing?
Imagine that. Loving the sound. Amazing. I'm loving it. It's amazing.
Thank you. We are too. Yes, we vibing high up in here tonight. All right. Well, Diva, who's fine? Is it my turn to ask the question? I keep losing track.
It's your turn, darling.
All right. Well, Rome, we want to know. When did you fall in love with poetry?
I like to say I've been in love since forever. Just took a while before I knew what to call it. I guess I was in middle school when I started comprehending what it was and loving words and putting it together and correlating that with music and started calling music poetry.
Realizing that. Oh, yeah. Well, it is. It's a beautiful thing, though. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing because it's universal. Oh, man, I love it. Now, what did you bring, Delicious, for us to listen to tonight?
I got a piece here called Boomerang Hang-Ups, and hats off to the last caller. Made me switch it up to this.
Okay, all right. Well, whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
Boomerang is questions. I reflect on different moments when I'm merely expressing. Things I'm stressing goes a question. Why ask? Why'd you ask? The turnaround always hits different, especially if there's a difference. Existence always has been an exit to escape the current case of conditions. Ain't no getting used to what you ain't used to. Never found the interest to stop here. I'd rather the tougher loops without the conditioning. This is strength. I know the strand. I'm holding hands with the only balance. I know my manners can sow the manner. Heart is my home, the standard. Take your shoes off before you take a step. Bare feet before you. Months later, we realize it's how they try to sleep. I comb through the street of trials. Ain't nothing sweet about the death that murders caught in. Swimming on the treads, it was trending. What was certain ain't nothing counting but the threads used to close the curtains. Story over morning tables and mother's porches. We get the picture. Life goes on for the run, minus some. Minus songs for the wellest pennies, compared to what flows plenty. I stayed afloat, of course, I'm sure more. Touches the sand, ain't nothing to clam about. Let's air it out before it bubble up. Ain't no sense trying to hold tight to what's nighing up. Nothing correlates, why you ain't letting go. How it ain't not enough. I died once and I was wide awake. I remember the breath. I'm trying to get it back. I'm steady chasing my death. Imagine the stress when I catch up. My breath will be the last thing I'm after. Who waits for the moon to rise? I do. And life's a beach. This much is true. Opinions is something we come accustomed to. Hang on the word of one. Or should we hang on the words of many? Vows only gave to one. Death only passed to our future. We seen the same as ever repeat. These errors only later proof the product. Present to my knowledge. Part of my etiquette. But still I remain. Wasn't this predicted? Predator traits make up my mold normally. I cultivate it beyond the scope. It's out of focus. What can you say? That holds more than clay's going to hold. That ain't going to break. The whole scheme. This ain't the question. Don't say get the stepping to the literal sense and get the tripping metaphorically. My mind's bugged and everything's feeling. I got to get this off me before I implode. Consoling souls, I'm done with the games. Eating my whole consuming. This just seems like treason. Tricking my soul, this ain't the season. Who picked it? Who co-signed the open? Who don't get it? I'm tired of reminding victims. Stop letting them punch your ticket. Sick of the holes I'm digging. I'm off pitch with the songs I'm singing. Ain't no split in this hole. The fork is in it. Therefore, the ending got as many holes as the sides in it. What's the difference? Who can you get lost in it? Thick as a, what they giving back? Lack the drive and they dodge the fact. Shin ain't adding up. And can't no pair amount to the Plymouth Rock, where they say they found you at. Solid facts have stories just like the Lost Raiders. Ain't no cracks larger than Las Vegas, no matter. So the reach is far, but it's close enough. Still we know that there's no chance in this closing up. Why push the purpose? It's dry enough. And the burns are hurting. What's worth getting back when you gave no worth? Sorry about the stigmas, but stig matters. I caught a glimpse of this after. Listen to this. Spin it back if you ain't get it. You be hearing that shit backwards. Don't say I ain't said it. Follow every letter, maybe never. You get the point, eh? You didn't know after every sentence follows. How could one determine the only lesson? It's not done ever. More than you could never. Say never. When you can't see the end of it, nothing's left but here. Right back to the same question. And that's that piece.
Yeah. Man, hold on. You said predator traits, your mood. Is that what you said?
Predator traits make up my mood normally. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's so, oh, man. That's, was that true story?
What's that?
Was that true? Was that a true story?
Emotionally speaking, yes.
That was pretty deep. That was
I kind of right back in reflection.
I got to listen to the replay because I want to read it. I want to read it again. I mean, I want to listen to it again.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much, man.
Thank
like
you.
Always say, it's always an open mic here for you, so don't be a stranger here.
Definitely. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. Been blessed.
All right. One love. We appreciate you, too. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Oh, man. Think of my other favorite New York joint. Yo.
My favorite New York joint.
Oh, yes, it's the other one. Yes. Hey, Rob, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
It's another day in the hood. I get to hang with two real pretty women and spit this poetry thing, so I'm in a good space. How are y'all doing?
Lord, we have to talk like that. Crazy. You have to talk like this. Oh, God. You know what? You heard what I'm a name this night, J-Rob? This is an all-star night.
Well, kudos to everybody who came before me. And salute to all those all-stars. I am just a humble servant to the poetry gods.
We
all-star
love
status
it,
is going to take me a minute.
Too. Oh, no, not in my book, not in my world.
From your lips to God's ears, and I'm exceptionally humbled for that.
I say.
Oh, my name.
What you talking about? That's what I'm talking
What's
about.
What's happening, VIP?
I'm good, baby. I'm good.
See, every it's time fine. She talk like that, she makes sweat sweat.
Can I know, ask you something so else?
You can ask for whatever you feel is on your heart.
Oh. Now you got me flustered. But anyway, when did you first fall in love with poetry? Don't be flustered.
That is a two-part answer. If you'll just indulge me for just a minute, this is a two-part answer.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
In 1971, I was a kid in the Bronx, and I'm listening to PBS because there was hardly anything else on. I'm watching PBS, and the Last Poets were on. And I didn't know who the Last Poets were. I had no idea who they were. But this one cat by the name of Felipe Luciano said a piece, and I caught the middle of it because there's a whole lot of trains and stuff. But I'm a little kid on this floor television that we got to turn the TV with the pliers and what have you, and I was stuck on that. And I just sat in front of TV and listened to this cat. I couldn't pronounce the word Hibalo till 25 years later. And when he did that piece, I was like, what did I just watch? These cats were playing congas, and they were doing like what my uncle used to take me through Harlem at times when I was a kid, and me and my brother would ride our bikes, but we always stopped on 125th, and you always saw the cats playing the bongos, and they were doing African tribal music, and there was always one dude spitting something, and I didn't know what it was. It just sounded cool. But I'm drawn to the drums, and I'm like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Second time, I heard one of the most infamous MCs ever by the name of Grandmaster Caz. And he's part of the legendary Cold Crush 4. But this brother, he's actually the brother who wrote Big Bank Hank lines that were actually stolen for the Sugar Hill record, Rapper's Delight. Oh.
Yes.
So he's the cat that did the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A-N, the rest is F-L-Y. Grandmaster Caz's official name is Casanova Fly. But Hank never changed the words.
Oh, man.
Hank is my height. He's 6 feet tall. Grandmaster Caz is 6'1", 6'2". So the part that says I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I'm dressed to a T, that's Grandmaster Caz. But I heard him do a rhyme, and we were at a party, and I was so transfixed. After the party, I was talking to my boys, and I was like, I want to be an MC. I got to be an MC. And I think the year after that, I heard Kumo D spit real fast and said, I got to do that. And I was hooked ever since. But Hibalo was my beginning. He has this line that says, sweating bullets of blood and bed bugs swaying slowly to the softly strummed stains of a five-string guitar, remembering ancient empires of sun gods and black spirits and things that were once so simple. How times have changed men and how man has changed time. Unnatural screams the wind. It's unnatural. And I was like, God damn. I need to write
damn, a natural screams the wind that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, Lord help me. Wow.
I made it a point to try to learn that piece. And that's the one piece, besides something else that I wrote about someone who passed away, that piece in its entirety has always made me cry because it reminds me of one of my best friends that I grew up with, because my best friend, Ricky Hernandez, and I grew up next to each other. This poem, Hibalo, is about a Latino and his friendship with a black dude. But it's 1971, so you can say my pretty nigga, and no one's going to get offended by the N-word. It's 1971.
Right.
We're coming out of the whole black is beautiful, black power struggle thing, the whole, say a lot, I'm black and I'm proud. So I could say this is my pretty nigga, and no one gets offended. And I didn't pay attention to that part, but hearing him spit, I was like, I got to learn how to do that. And I was hooked. I was hooked. And I've been trying to copy all those guys ever since.
That's a beautiful story. That really, really is. Thank you. Oh, man. I could listen to you all day, every day, anyway. Yo. What you going to do for us tonight, Davon? Oh, wait a minute. I can't let you go that easy. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
I did nothing wrong, and that lady got her money back.
I can't let this guy. I can't. What you got going on over there tomorrow night? What's going on?
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. Let me tell y'all something.
Yes, Lord.
Everyone within the sound of my voice, please try your best to tune in, because tomorrow, tomorrow is the get down with that guy, Van Meadows. I'm just a co-host, Guy Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Oh, my God. It is going to be the get down. And the question that is on the get down next tomorrow is, what would love say about you?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I can't wait.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to pen that.
I'm so ready.
I gotta pen that. What would love say about you? Oh, love.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Sort of like
love,
it's a job interview. And in a job interview, somebody's going to ask you, well, what would people say about you? What? Tell me about yourself, and what would someone say about you if I asked? And you'd be like, my friends would say, I'm the greatest, you know, since sliced bread. But poetic, what would love say about you? Oh, please, this is going to be interesting.
Whether you got
prepared pieces or writing pieces, or you just coming through the spit, just come through and come on with the come on and get down with the get down. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m., Epiphany Radio Universe.
Yes. Oh, child, I'm excited. I'm trying to tell you, I'm excited.
Now, J-Rob, the wild son, I am ready.
Yes, ma'am.
We are ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this piece is entitled Nights Like This.
The mic is yours.
Mm-hmm. Baby, I want to write steamy love letters to you in between your stretch marks with my tongue, so that you can read the words I love you all over your body. These words sail across stages like steady soaring eagles that sail skyward, sliding over cloud formations like skipped rocks on still waters. They can identify the smallest of creatures and swoop down, claiming victory in silence as I sleep across rays of sunshine and slightly slumber on blankets of soft beds of well wishes and soft kisses that taste like lilac peppermint sticks from your mouth that makes you feel good enough to kiss again. And that's when I begin to notice that the softness of her full lips, the warmth of her breasts, the warm breath, the scent of her perfume, the wetness of her tongue, the slow dance in my living room, the slow jams that we listen to with our phones turned off, and the perfect combination of what a real romantic evening is supposed to look like as we slow dance in a slow grind, as we dry hump in circles, as our tongues continue to do ballerina pirouettes in our mouths, as the rain falls, and the last thing she heard was nights like this. And peace.
God.
Lord have mercy.
Wait. I lost my position that I was trying to play, and now I can see. You know, knocked me off my square. There was some questions I wanted to ask you about that.
You can ask whatever you so see fit.
What was it? What was the minty part? It was something about a mint and, I missed it. What did you say?
It says, As I sleep across rays of sunshine and slightly slumber on blankets of soft beds of well wishes and soft kisses that taste like lilac peppermint sticks that make you feel good enough after I kiss that flavor out of your mouth.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
God. Oh,
Jesus.
God.
Okay.
I don't know if I should. I got to get a hold of myself, Jesus.
Whew. I need another swig of ginger ale.
Mm. Oh, let me say something. Someone mentioned that wine, Ménage à Trois. It's
mm-hmm.
a very good wine. It's a semi-sweet wine. They make it in
okay.
white and they make it in red. If
mm-hmm.
you tasted any of the, if you ever tasted a chocolate wine, it's on that premise. But
oh.
it you'll taste.
Oh.
It tastes like freshly peeled
mm-hmm.
grapes when it's cold. It's an amazing
oh.
piece.
Oh,
absolutely,
wow.
it's a dessert wine. So oh. if you've got apple pie. If you've got
mm-hmm.
a warm peach cobbler without ice cream,
oh,
just a warm peach cobbler, yeah,
oh,
that's the kind
it's
of dessert,
a dessert
it goes
wine.
With.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Oh, God. Mm. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Hey, when you go, oh, Lord. All right, we'll talk about that later. thank you. Lord, have mercy. Thank you. So much for calling in.
No,
it's always a treat.
Yeah, thank you.
Man,
I know
I'm
I took
a
lot of time. I just want to say thank you so much for indulging me. I appreciate you both.
Oh, thank you for being a part of my all-star night. I'm going to put you over there in the love lounge. There's a party going on over there. And
I'm
going
to keep this wine
off.
To myself. I'm not messing with them. This wine belongs to me.
All right, now. There you go.
But ladies, I know you got people. So one love, one mic. I love y'all. Have a good
one
night.
One love, one mic.
One love,
oh,
one
love
mic.
You.
Love you too. Oh, girl. Oh, man. Oh,
he
wouldn't have
ever told me
man.
He loved me again because I'm going to believe that mess.
Girl, I love him. I love all of y'all. I hear you, though.
Who's next in the mind?
We got area code 513. Welcome to the love zone. Who do we have on the mic? 513, are you muted?
Peace and blessings. This is Mr. Romeo DiNessi.
Oh, my
hello,
goodness.
Romeo.
Hello,
how
Romeo.
How y'all ladies doing?
Welcome,
VIP,
welcome.
La
welcome.
Negra.
Child, I'm great now. Do you hear this voice? Lord, that's me. Got to sit
it's
up
your turn,
Oh, it's my turn. All right.
Y'all have had a wonderful show. Which I mean, I'm sure y'all do that on a regular basis. I'm happy I was able to come
you.
In and check it out.
Well, we truly appreciate you coming in. And I want to ask a question tonight.
Yes.
When did you fall in, Romeo, when did you fall in love with poetry?
Second grade. My first day of class, we was introduced with these big red books. And every season and holiday was translated within a poem. So I thought that was very unique. That was the first time I was actually introduced and fell in love with poetry.
Wow. Wow. Everybody has such a beautiful story to reminisce on. And I'm just loving it. I'm so loving it. Oh, man. Thank you for that.
That is true.
Thank you so much for that. Now, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I really was just listening. That's important. Was there a particular type of piece y'all ladies would like to hear?
Me personally, I like love and erotica.
Love and erotica. Well, I'm kind of known for that. So,
I'm sure.
Was like love or erotica, Miss Perla Negra?
Oh, perfect. Yeah, erotica. A little bit of love.
Erotica.
In it.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of love in it. Okay.
Yeah.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. The piece I bless you with is titled Forever a Lady.
The mic is yours.
Landing in a t-shirt with no panties on. and the sexy nude. No need to pull aside your thong. You open up for me, I answer you, it feels so perfectly like where I'm meant to be. Call it home. Had we known it'd be years invested of you sitting on my throne, would I then be more of a gentleman when banging your song all night long? And this music to my ears are lotion for my chin. I know the thoughts makes you grin. But besides the joke and that validity going deep in, did you gasp to catch your breath? I take that as a sign to go further, and you grip me jaguar tiger's tight. Feels like I pushed out what was left within. Then kiss your lips so you can't breathe anything but me. Wait perfectly placed, purposefully in place on top of these so you can't feel anything but we. Uttering at a whisper to talk to you. I say how amazing, wet and warm I am, marinating in your pool. In between mouth, fools, variola and breasts. Apparently my voice got you more than moist. You absolutely created a mess. Bowed to service king, gave your hands a rest. Started at the tip top, took it to the bottom, swallowing all the rest. My trust is in God, but I can't deny with you, I feel blessed. Hallelujah, hollows to you, meaning you handle my nine, cock them, but shot straight down the line to your lair next. I already explained, it wasn't a drip of a drop left. Call it murder, she wrote, addicted, throw dope, hell. Missing kids around her had no hope, cause she catching all her babies. If she was my whore, I'd fuck her faithfully so she could pay me daily. Forever my bitch, with or without the collar. Ain't no maybe. That's my thoughts.
What you do to her last?
Well, thank. Well, thank.
Wait a minute. I got a few things to speak on. Lotion for your chin. Breathe anything but me. No. Let me say breathe. What was that?
The breathing line?
Yeah, you could breathe. What?
I said, you can't breathe anything but me. Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. Ooh, child.
Oh, well.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That one hit the spot. That piece, yeah, mm-hmm. That was perfect. And I thank you for that. Oh, my. Mm-hmm. I'm getting all kinds of comments in my inbox.
How would you like to thank me?
How would I like to thank you? Oh, you don't want to. We could talk about that later. Not over here.
Thank you so much, Romania. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Thank you so
yes.
much. We're going to put you into the love lounge.
And remember,
indeed.
We have
peace
always
and
an
blessings.
Open mic here for us. One love, one mic.
One love,
cool
one
child.
Mic.
Cool child. We got a couple more callers here, and then it'd be over, Diva. All right? We got Eric 3-1. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who
you
do we have on the mic?
That's our other Philly. That's our New York Jones.
What?
That's our
New
York
Jones. Oh, the New
That's
York Jones.
New York
Jones. Yeah, New York Jones. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God, this voice. Welcome to my All-Star Night.
Hello,
this is what I'm naming it because everybody came in here is the top-ranking poet. So it's an All-Star. Okay.
Oh, I'm not an All-Star. I'm just Mavi.
Oh, no, honey, you are an All-Star. You are shining. Don't even try that with me. I ain't going to let you do that. So,
Mojave.
Oh. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Huh?
How
are you?
I have a question for you, Mojave.
Oh, I have an answer for you, VIP.
Okay. When did you fall in love with poetry?
I don't like the bitch. Let me stop. I'm just kidding. I was like, I'm gonna be serious for one. I'm gonna be serious.
Lord have mercy.
No.
When did you fall in love with poetry?
I fell in love with poetry from the first time when I was approximately, like, I think, 3 or 4. And my mother wrote poetry while making a card for my father. And on each page that she made this, you know, we went to the store. Back in the day, they had Woolworths. It was actually a store you went to Woolworths, right? So we went to Woolworths and got all this, you know, what you call it? What do you call it? The colored paper? You got all the, what is it?
Construction
what do you call
paper?
It? Construction paper. That's what I was looking for. And so she basically wrote a poem about being the water that would cover him. She made a thing of him being in the shower. She put this all together. She wrote poetry on each page. And it never left me to see how she did, because my mother had this incredibly beautiful cursive with long letters, almost like calligraphy. And my father, receiving this, you know, kept it. Now, years and years later, when I was like 17 in high school, my father had this chest. And so he was like the president of this thing called Blacks in Government. And he's like, oh, well, you know, like he's like, you count the money. Like, I don't know, this is something weird in my family. Everybody's like, you count the money. You know, everybody would trust me, count money. Right. So I had the key to the chest. And when I opened the chest, there was that card sitting there. My father kept it after all these years.
Wow.
No matter what happened. And that let me know, like, that's how precious poetry was. That's how you fall in love with everything else. And so one of the greatest gifts that anyone can give to anyone is words formed from the thoughts and the hearts, from nothingness into something that covers somebody.
Mm.
And that's what made me fall in love with poetry.
Wow. Oh, man. Oh, have mercy. Do you have to talk like that? Yes, you do. It's too easy to get captivated by your voice, Molly, and your words. It really is. And we love you just the same.
My cousin was in here showing off. I seen people. I was listening. I was like, where this is? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I seen
the panties crying from Mr. Romeo Donati spitting that poem. If I was a woman, I had jaws, my jaws be wet too. I'm just telling you. You have some people in here doing some things.
Yeah, you ain't never lied, honey. I'm trying to
precipitation.
They slide down real easy.
That's what I'm saying. Precipitation. That's what y'all doing.
Yes, Lord.
Speaking of wet, since we're talking about precipitation, speaking of wet, next Tuesday here on Epiphany Radio Universe, we will be hosting the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective show called Wet. There are only 10 open mic spots. Get there early. We will be dealing with wet. It is the mode, the mean, the way, and the way that we're going to be conducting this thing. Bring a towel. Bring a towel. Because you're about to get wet. Okay.
Okay. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to?
Well, I'm glad that you asked me that question, because I was working on something. I've just been on this new poetry kick lately. It's been kind of cool. Like, people have been giving me props and pressing me.
Really?
And I just try to come through with it. All right. So I'm gonna read it. I took your question and made it into a prompt. I hope you don't mind.
Not at all. And the mic is yours.
All right. I fell in love with poetry. When her soft kiss spoke bliss through my pen, gave me voice when I could begin and I could see poetry had clearly cleared a way for me, hoping I'd be free verbally to express all the things that caused a seven-year-old hobby distress. When I could only utter stutters, she gave a voice to me, a state to be, a way to be free. By kissing thoughts, I brought to her brown leather journal and told her it was her new home. My father called me lost boy because I roamed, but exploring this place with my pen was the only way I didn't feel alone. I learned that magic was walking on a crisp autumn day where sunlight reflects against pools of water that collected brown leaves with a slight chill on the bees. And this is the way. How in that day that poetry loved me. She remembers all the time and wrote my rhymes to little girls who would keep my poetry and reject me, make fun because I could connect with the emotional me. And one said, I act like a girl, and being romantic at age 9, no one can understand it was a good way to hurl. Write your guts, then toss your guts. And poetry said, there will come a day when your voice is strong and your pen will play, and you will be on a stage, a man of certain age, and all will listen, hear, and read from your page. Your words will cause eyes to close and imagine you're a boast, and she would boast about you. Feel and fill your heart, and make your ex-wife feel some kind of way about you. Tell your children that you've come more about her than me, and I'm like, you're right. I cheated on you with her. It's not like I meant to, but she understands me. I mean, she knows what I like, and what I like is her. But I married you, though. She can't be held by any man, but I like others for another level, because sometimes she'll do it with anybody, but no worries. I wrapped up. I put her in paper. I speak to her sometimes. And when we do each other, it's usually just her and me. And nobody asked if I speak her into the open microphone because she does have an oral fixation the way that she transforms me, touches me in all ways that you should, makes me come to her immediately that I need to, wherever I can to clean up so she can catch the dribble of my verbal ejaculation. It's such a rush to blush. This is what I say. This is how we play. You asked me, when did I fall in love with poetry? The first time I understood her way. Poem.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my hobby. The ending alone is that last line.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That was a beautiful story. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That, so... Please, this is why we quit. This is why we quit. Because you're a panty dropper too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that alone. We won't get into all of that.
I love
this.
It
is
awesome. It was excellent.
Yes, it
mm-hmm.
was. And I loved it. Thank you so much for that. Man.
Yes, thank
you. You're welcome. You're
welcome.
All right. I'm about to send you've been turned into an after party over there in the Love Lounge now. Everybody over there. It's, I don't know if security going to let you in now. They might. Go on over there. Tell them I sent you. They'll let you in.
No, I have to go home. I have to go home. They told me I was banned for a month of doing the Naked Huckabuck.
Oh. All right. Well, got to follow rules. You need help. Love you, my hobby. One love, one mic.
Oh, you too.
One love,
bye,
one
lady.
Mic. Huh?
Bye.
All right.
Crazy. Beaver, one last caller we got coming up in here.
Mm-hmm.
Open up this microphone. Area code 502. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, it's Gwen C. How are you guys doing?
I knew that was
hey,
my
Gwen.
Girl. What's up,
Gwen
C? Hey, Diva. How you doing?
Hey, this was fun. I like this topic.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes. All y'all came. Another all-star. I told you it was an all-star cast from beginning to end. From beginning to end. Everybody came up in here tonight and just rocked this place.
They did.
We're going to get rocked by you. I want to know, when did you fall in love with poetry? Wait. Before you get started, you got to tell us what you got going on over there on your side of the universe.
So I don't have a lot right now. I'm excited to say I'm not doing anything, just trying to be at some peace over here.
I feel you on that one.
Well, I appreciate you asking, though, but I don't have anything to promote. So thank you, Beth. I appreciate you.
That's what's up. All right, well, when did you fall in love with poetry?
So I think I fell in love with poetry when I was 13, when someone wrote a poem about war, and then I wrote my first poem about war and Saddam Hussein and stuff like that. So that's what I always say. Like, that's my answer. That was when I realized I could tell a story through a poem. And then that turned into telling other people's stories, like little teenage love stories and stuff from my friends, writing poems for them. So that's kind of where it started.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't one of those, I fell in love because of the poem. I think poetic justice changed me, though. That's how I fell in love with writing it, but actually loving it was probably after watching Poetic Justice and hearing the pieces. Obviously,
okay.
Phenomenal
woman. Okay, that's what's up. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Diva, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something fly.
I brought some old shit, and I don't know if it's delicious because it really ain't nothing fancy, but I think it's perfect for this topic. So,
well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title is Lifelong Pursuit. Right after a fresh rain, Galveston, 1983, a hot summer day, no breeze, and yes, my mama dressed me, meaning attire was whatever we had clean. Seven-year-olds liked to play, which I did, in a long sleeve, long john shirt, pink with tiny flowers. Let me tell you, there's no such thing as flower power, but there's power in words and jaws. As Little Miss Mouth of the South runs it, yelling at a little boy. I don't even remember why, but I remember twisting my head, rolling my eyes, and snapping my fingers, just being too hard at six, almost seven, until he decided to snap his wrist, and the stick, a two-by-four to be more accurate, hit me in my head. Eyes must have been rolling hard like a, because I never saw it coming. But after I saw something, as I felt the heat beaming down from the sun, I saw stars. Really, I did. While even more hot because I landed in a puddle, I sat in the alley. Little Miss Mouth of the South didn't have a rebuttal for the point his stick just made. He just threw heat, and now I'd welcome some shade. Still to this day, I can't remember what I was saying. I must have been flirting. But our friendship show didn't hit the ground running unless my head hitting after my mouth running counts. It's highly likely that event was the start of my lifelong pursuit of love. While so independent, I'm a sucker for a love story till the day I die. I was never pretty in pink and never a prep. I rooted for Nick Cage and Valley Girls, and I reached 16 candles before any type of flame of mine was lit. Practiced the lift just in case I was ever baby, thought I was justice or some other phenomenal woman, and I patiently awaited my opportunity to get lucky. Not the character, but I really, really wanted my Shakur. But somehow, I'm still saving the last for Sean Patrick Thomas, for someone just not sure who, probably KD or Tyron Turner, reciting poetry, awaiting my painting while gaining courage like Vanessa and Medea's family reunion. I've unraveled time and time and time again, always while doing and probably praying for good deeds. And see, I know love is greater than any routine. For love, I too would fly away or ride away or play a game. Hey, double or nothing. Because I've known since that day in 83, all is fair in love, in basketball, and in words. And I've loved you since I was seven, poetry. in peace.
You're very, very humble when it comes down to your pieces, but girl, I love your work. I don't care what you want it. I love it. I love your cadence, your flow, everything. You are the bomb. You are part of the all-star night. Man, I got to do something about this. This night was phenomenal. Yes, yes, yes.
It was. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, 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 girl. Mm-hmm. They brought it. They brought it. And I'm so glad you came through. But you know, it's always an open mic here for you anywhere. So, man, thank you for coming, Gina. Yo, I'm sorry, Gina. What you think about her piece? Want to get some commentary real quick?
I loved it. I'm a fan. She knows I've been a fan since day one. Gwen is a lead, and I love it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Baby, I know Tyron Turner. Tell him I'm in love.
All right.
That's Kane from Minister Society. If anybody, y'all don't know, I have to tell everybody. Some people don't know who I'm talking about, but it's Kane from Minister Society. That's who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That's what's up.
Girl, I love you.
Woo.
I know that's
all right, girl. One love, one
love. Y'all have a good night. Good night, y'all.
One love,
you too.
Cool.
Oh, wow,
Diva.
It's been a
hell
of a show.
This was a phenomenal show. I'm so, oh, God, I'm
it
so.
It took us to
I'm
the
really
end,
so,
Diva. It done took us to the end.
Yes, it did. You want to say any words real quick?
Thank you so much, everybody, for coming out tonight. I appreciate you. Just love on each other and wear your mask because this is not over. And now they're ready to tell us that we don't have to wear one, but I'm wearing mine. So y'all be safe. Diva.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, All Stars came out tonight. This is going to be called the All Star Night because that's what I had. I had a whole flow of the Giants come through tonight. And I appreciate every last one of y'all from beginning to end. I'm a fan of everybody. Mm-hmm. I love all of your work. Now, everybody out there, I want you guys to stay safe. Keep practicing your social distancing because this thing ain't over yet. It really isn't over. I mean, you stay close to the ones that you used to being close to, but when you out and about, just be careful, okay? Wear your mask, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Continue to love yourself. Continue to love one another. Get that good relationship going inside because you know that's where spirit lives. It resides within your heart. Without your heart, you can't function. Okay, everybody, I love y'all, and I'm going to say good night. Hey.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a young man. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel sad burning your violence. Hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I thought to God he must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. Oh. It seems that
better be autumn leaves to fall. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then a tote tag is one last. I'm a hope, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes
the most.
One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah, tell me when does cry. Do you hear him, love?
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.